The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Alvin, this is Monday. This is hour one. And I've got a lot to share. The first thing we need to tell people is what to expect in the rest of the program. I want to tell people what I did this weekend. I met some people. Wait till you, because you don't know what happened to me. You're not gonna believe this.
Even I don't know.
No, you don't know. You I don't know how you missed it, but you missed it. So I'm excited. Okay, but before I get into that, let me just say, in most of the program today, we're talking to Kay Rubicek. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is clear. Okay, tomorrow is the launch of my new book, Letter to the American Church. Why did I write Letter to the American Church? The nutshell version is that the church has been asleep. It is not God's will that the church be asleep and pretend like all we're supposed to do is quote unquote preach the gospel. That's not biblical. It's a mess. And it will lead us and is leading us to effectively atheist cultural Marxism, that's where it comes from. That's where it's leading us. And if you want to know how wicked that is, you need to know what's going on in China today, because that's a country that had zillions of missionaries. They were all kicked out. The atheists, communists are evil. They are evil. They don't believe in human rights. They don't believe in the sanctity of life. They don't believe in anything that Americans are supposed to believe in, that the Bible tells us is true. And so today we're talking to this woman, Kay Rubicek. She is a hero. And you need to understand, as we listen to her story, you get an idea of what we're facing in this country. So I want to be clear, we've got her for most of the 2 hours. Later on, Albin and I will continue talking about some things that we won't get to right now. But it's important that we understand where we are in the nation. So I just want to say that. I want to repeat, tomorrow is launch day for my book. Yep. If you're on the launch team, if you've read the book, I want to say, please post a review on Amazon like at midnight tonight or as soon as they let you, because the haters, the people that, you know, want to give it a one-star review, they will do that kind of thing. And so I just ask you, if you've read it and you can just say even a sentence or whatever you can do on Amazon, because it really does, it affects things. And how the book sells, I've said this every time I have a book come out, how the book does in the first week or two is hugely important for reasons I won't go into. So if you were going to buy the book, I'm asking you to buy it today, please, because it matters. I've already preached on it in a few churches. Alvin, that's what I have to tell you about. Yeah. Is I was last weekend, I was in Colorado Springs at Radiant Church, Todd and Kelly Hudnall, wonderful pastors. I spoke in their church. A couple weeks before that, I was in Houston. I spoke at Second Baptist. This weekend, literally yesterday, I preached in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. That's Pastor Steve. Alan Jackson. I'm said Pastor Steve Allen, Pastor Alan Jackson. And on Saturday night, they had an outdoor service. It was just unbelievable. It's their fall festival. I spoke outside to thousands of people. It's just astonishing. It's on video. We'll post it on the newsletter. And by the way, this is my final warning, folks. If you don't sign up for the newsletter today, these mutton chop side whiskers are coming off to punish you. I was going to say, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. I keep getting stopped in the street by Civil War veterans who say, Eric, were we not together under General McClellan? And I have to say, no, I really, I'm grateful that you think I might have been, but that must have been some other guy. Honestly, the mutton chops are coming off. So if you don't sign up for the newsletter at ericmetaxas.com, you're going to miss it. Okay. You want to miss these glorious side whiskers. That is your choice. You have a free will, despite what Martin Luther said. Okay. So please go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. I also want to say what I say over and over, that the newsletter, there's all kinds of stuff that you get that we just can't share on this program, and it's not appropriate. I want to mention that. I also want to mention, before I forget, last Friday, we aired a Socrates in the City event that I taped a number of years ago in Oxford, England, with Walter Hooper. This Friday, I believe we will air the second of those three interviews, and then next Friday we will air the third. These are some of the most wonderful conversations I've ever had in my life with a living legend. He has now passed away, but I knew I had to interview him. He was in his 80s already.
Yeah.
And so Socrates in the City is something I've done. A lot of people might not be aware of it, but we're doing more of them. We have a very exciting one coming up September 27th, right here in New York City. And I'm begging you, if you know anybody in New York City who you want to expose them to the idea of Jesus, to God, to truth, to Andrew Klavan, to me, this is a beautiful opportunity to send someone to that event. And these are genuinely, I mean, there's no way to describe it, but if you talk to people who've been, they go, wow, that was, it's amazing. The club alone, just to walk in there, you can't walk into these clubs. These are private clubs with art like you've never seen. I mean, you can't even believe it's like walking the finest museum. Portraits of all the Republican presidents are in on when you walk up the steps. There's a huge room. It's just an amazing, beautiful club. So I want to say, go to SocratesInTheCity.com. The Andrew Klavan event is next Tuesday. I can't believe this. It's next Tuesday. But obviously, tickets are available. But also in Houston, October 12th, James Tour is my guest. Go to SocratesInTheCity.com and check it out. Now, Alvin, I just got to tell you, it's nuts. So I'm telling you, I was in Murfreesboro, right? Before Murfreesboro, I was in Omaha, Nebraska. I did a on the Victory Channel. Some people are aware of the Victory Channel Flashpoint Live. And Suzanne was with me. We walk into the green room before this whole thing starts. Who is there? Dutch Sheets, who we've got to get on this program. I've never met him before. He preached like I've never seen anything before. He's very mild mannered and soft spoken. But when he spoke that night, I'll post this on my newsletter. If you sign up again, ericmetaxas.com, we'll post this. You'll get this. But I want to tell you who's sitting next to him, our friend, Mike Lindell. Oh. I got to hug Mike Lindell. Wow. We got to talk about the Hardys, FBI extravaganza. He was joking about it. I mean, it was absolutely delightful, hilarious, wonderful. We will have him back on the program to talk about this, because this has just been a crazy time. But just to kick it up a notch, and Alvin, you don't know this. No. I'm there with Suzanne. I'm there with Dutch Sheets. I'm there with Mike Lindell. I'm there with Gene Bailey. We're cracking jokes. I'm having a great time, whatever. I turn around. Who walks into the room? Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, wow.
I said, am I dreaming? What is happening?
You sure?
What is going on?
It wasn't Sean Foyd. It was Dog the Bounty.
It was literally Dog the Bounty Hunter. Sean Foyd lookalike. I could not believe it. I didn't know he was a man of faith. He is a profound Christian.
Wow.
And we got to know each other, and he spoke the next morning. It was crazy. But I got pictures. I posted them on Instagram. I will post them on Twitter and Truth Social and all these places. But the main thing, if you get the newsletter, ericmetaxas.com, there's a lot more to share. So when we come back after Kay Rubicek in hour two, I'm going to share a whole bunch of stuff that's important. But please go to mystore.com, mypillow.com, use the code Eric. Support Mike Lindell. That man is a hero. When you hear the details, please use the code Eric. We'll be right back talking about China. Don't go away. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the three-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Hey there, folks. I get to talk about interesting things on this program with interesting people. You've heard me over the months and years express my concern for what people suffer in communist countries like China specifically, and how some of those Marxist ideas have infiltrated America. And I thought it would be good for all of us if I could get as my guest Kay Rubicek, who is an author, a filmmaker, a journalist who's written on these subjects and has a book out called Who Are China's Walking Dead? A Personal Journey into the Strange World of Communist Culture and Officialdom. Kay Rubicek. Am I saying that correctly?
You are saying that correctly.
Oh.
And it's not America's Walking Dead yet, but it's where we would be
if that was a semi-Freudian
exactly.
slip. Who are yes. China's Walking Dead? Well, what is your story? How do you come to be writing about the horrors of communist China? But you grew up, I can tell from your accent, in Australia.
Yeah, correct. I did. I'm born and raised in a wonderful free land. But my family actually escaped communism from three countries over three generations. First in the 1920s in Russia, under the Soviet communism, and then my father was born and raised in China. Communism took over there, and he had to escape during the so-called Great Famine that killed 45 million people. And my husband, he escaped former Czechoslovakia under the Eastern European bloc before the Berlin Wall fell. But the thing is, I was never taught about communism. We're not really taught about the crimes of communism in school. So even growing up under this with this history, I didn't have access to that information. So it was really only when I became a human, bit of a human rights activist, and I went to China and stood up for persecution over there. And I spent a day in a Chinese prison that I really came face to face with, like, the regime. And they told me, I held a banner on Tiananmen Square, you know, this, in the center of Beijing. Had one word on it when I was being rounded up by the police: compassion. I was arrested for holding the word compassion, and they told me that's illegal in China. And that made me really start to question.
What year was this that you were over there?
2001.
Okay, so about 20 years ago, you were still living in Australia. Were you married by that time?
No, married in 2002.
Okay, so you... What led you in your life to find yourself in 2001 in Tiananmen Square holding up a banner that says compassion?
Well, I had been... I'd been kind of sheltered from what communism was. And then when I started in 1999, there was another persecution. So in China, there's been persecutions. The Communist Party regularly persecutes every 10 years or so. Christians have been persecuted nonstop. Faith has been persecuted nonstop. And 1999 was the latest one against the Falun Gong meditation group. I'd been doing that, those exercises for a few years. And then suddenly... they're rounding them up and killing people for doing this, which to me is nonsense. How on earth can they do something like this? And so I needed to see it for myself. I heard that there was some Americans, actually, the first Americans that I met on Tiananmen Square, and Caucasians said, we're going to appeal. Will you come? Oh, well, anyone wants to come. So I came. I went on that day with a friend, and it just blew my mind to think that I could be arrested for holding the word compassion on Tiananmen.
Well, I mean, again, we have to be clear, folks. If you grow up in a place like Australia or the United States of America, you probably have no idea how evil things can be in other parts of the world, or what others have suffered or are suffering while you're going about your life, you know, concerned about finding a parking space. And the fact is that there are many people living today who've experienced this. Some of them experience it today, but my parents experienced this. My mother grew up in Nazi Germany, which became Stalin's East Germany. My father grew up during the war. He saw the communists trying to take over in Greece. In your family, obviously, the Bolshevik Revolution nightmare. Your husband grew up in Hungary. Anybody who was in Hungary in the 50s, I mean, this is the kind of thing, or was it the 60s? I always get confused when was it 56 or 68. But the point is that people who have experienced this evil know that it can happen again.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because there are many people today who don't, for some reason, they think we're past this. And not only are we not past it, but because we've been fooled into thinking we're past it, we are going dramatically in that direction. And, you know, you talk about Christians being persecuted in China. Folks, it's not about Christians. It's about anything that dares to stand against the secular atheist state. So Falun Gong, the Uyghur Muslims, horribly persecuted because they stand against the atheism of the communist government. But so you tasted this for the first time. You're a young woman. You go there. You hold up a banner in Tiananmen Square, and you're arrested.
Yeah, beaten and thrown into a basement prison cell.
I missed that part. They actually laid a hand on you.
Oh, yeah. I came back with bruises. Others, I wasn't beaten too badly. I had a bit of hair pulled out. I was bruised. I witnessed my friend had his finger broken, nose bloodied. If they get you on your own, that's when the abuse is very serious. I refused to go on my own. The interrogation, witnessing their style of propaganda, really set me on this journey to understand why the police themselves were so brainwashed. They told me that the CIA paid for my ticket, and they were trying to make me sign papers to agree that the CIA had paid for my ticket. What are you talking about? I'm an Australian citizen. They tried to make me pay for a return flight. I already had a return flight. But you know what it also showed me? The treatment they gave me was abhorrent. It was terrible. But what I saw is that really tyranny is vulnerable. They were so afraid of truth being shown that they had to get me and others on planes and out of there as quickly as possible. So what I really learned, you know, I went there with absolute naivety at the time, but I learned, you know, my family had run away from communism. And I naively went face to face with it. And I learned that if we can stand up for the truth and stand up for our values, we have the absolute power in that. They are vulnerable because it's a system built on lies. And then it really started to help me understand what I was seeing here, because I have children, and what I started seeing in the school system in the US, I started thinking, this is what we've seen in history, and it's coming here. And that's when I started to dig into, well, let's look at China as the worst case scenario of where we could be if we allow it. And that's what led to the publishing of this book.
So you also did a documentary for the Epoch Times. Is it the same title as the book?
No, I've made many documentaries. I did a series for Epoch Times last year called Life and Times, and they also have my latest documentary, Finding Courage, on their platform as well, Epoch TV. And that was a story of faith over fear and tyranny, triumph over tyranny. And that led me to this book, because I interviewed a family that had survived terrible torture, but they still came out with a smile on the other side. And that's when they couldn't tell me as victims why they were persecuted so badly. Why does the regime do what they do? So that's when I thought, as a journalist, I can't just put out this documentary without hearing from the perpetrators. So then I went and found them.
Well, so we had, just to be clear, folks, that there are companies that you probably give a lot of money to that are doing business with the communist Chinese. So this is on us. We have a responsibility to understand what's going on and what we can do about it. Epoch Times, Epoch TV, they've been heroes in this. And now I'm privileged to speak with Kay Rubicek. So the book, let me ask the question then, which is the question of your title, Who Are China's Walking Dead? What does that mean?
So I interviewed former Chinese Communist Party officials, dozens of them. I've interviewed more than 100 survivors of communist tyranny, a lot from China. But the officials that have, high-ranking officials, it's not easy to get them on camera. Many of them I couldn't get on camera. But what they told me very early on, one of them said to me, he was a former police commissioner. He was there on one of the, there in the Ministry of Public Security on the evening of Tiananmen Square, 1989, June 4th, when the students, 10,000 students, were killed by tanks and the soldiers. He was there, one of the ones pushing the button, sending the soldiers out onto the square. And he told me, we live like walking corpses. Soulless bodies, walking flesh. And I had to stop the translator at that point because I had simultaneous translation coming in because he was talking to me in Chinese. I said, hold on, I don't understand this term and I don't like it. Please explain. And so she was trying to explain to me. I said, can I say the word walking dead? She said, yes. And I thought, okay, well, at least I understand that. I don't like it, but I understand that. And I then started, when I continued with my interviews with army colonel, judges, propaganda officials, secret agents, I asked them, have you heard of this term?
Okay, when we come back, we will talk more with the author of Who Are China's Walking Dead? Is the government the best mechanism for fighting poverty? Are there any real-life examples of communities successfully combating addiction and homelessness today? How can we best deliver hope to our nation? Those questions get answered September 23rd on SalemNow.com in an inspiring new motion picture from Kingstone Studios based on a true story. In No Vacancy, a demoted journalist finds her cynicism slowly transformed as she befriends a recovering addict while working a story about a church struggling to purchase a motel for homeless families. No Vacancy, starring Dean Cain, T.C. Stallings, and Sean Young, is based on the true story of First Baptist Leesburg, Florida, and a real location, the Samaritan Inn. Movie reviewers are saying movies like this bring purpose to the big screen. Well produced and the acting is tops. Enough cannot be said about how incredible this true story is, and this film does it justice. Pre-order it September 19th at SalemNow.com. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD on Friday, September 23rd at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to my listeners. That's you. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're now all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer, because there's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057 now and use the promo code ERIC, or you can go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code ERIC. This offer will not last very long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. Promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. Folks, I'm talking to the author of Who Are China's Walking Dead? A Personal Journey into the Strange World of Communist Culture and Officialdom. Kay Rubicek is an author, award-winning filmmaker, journalist. You were just talking about where you first heard the term Walking Dead. So you said you were talking to one of the officials who was behind the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989, one of the men who allowed these murders to take place, or who perpetrated the murders.
An operator. He was a police chief, and he had to follow those. He felt that he had to follow those orders.
Right. Well, of course, this is what these cultures are like. It's kind of like being in hell, and you've got bigger demons telling the smaller demons, if you don't do this, we will torture you. And so it is so wicked and horrifying. But you're saying that this man, who was at least in part responsible for these murders, himself was dead inside, and he admitted this to you as he's speaking to you, that his soul has been crushed.
And he, not only that, there were so many concepts that come from this communist ideology. He told me that he called his daughter that night and said, go out and watch the killing. Because they lived in Beijing. They were very close to Tiananmen Square. I'm a mother, and I'm like, why? Why did you do that? He's looking at me as if to say, what's wrong with, why don't I understand? And he said, well, Lenin says this, and he's quoting Lenin to explain, this is what happens when you really are consumed. Your faith is replaced by the faith of the state, of communism, that ideology. And so he told his daughter to go and watch, because he knew that the propaganda would kick into effect the very next day, which it did, to say that the students were killing soldiers on the square. He wanted his daughter to see it with her eyes.
So he still had enough heart at that time to want to protect his daughter from the lies.
Correct, and even if it meant seeing the slaughter.
It's unbelievable. You said 10,000 were killed. I forgot that. And this is what happens in history, right? And now this happened in my lifetime. I remember Tiananmen Square. I remember as it was unfolding that, and Americans need to hear this, that the people in China who were standing against the wickedness, the evil of the communist state, built a Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty means that much to them, meant that much to them, that they created this Statue of Liberty. They built it because they're looking to places like America, where we are free but usually don't appreciate it or fight for it. This was this holy token to them. And so obviously they were making so much progress, in a sense, by these protests, that the Chinese Communist Party made this ultimate decision to just murder them, just to crush them, and to try to lie to the world about what actually happened. So you're saying that even this police chief knew that the next day they would say the violence was instigated by the students.
Yes, yes. And I have a chapter in my book where I analyze the propaganda put out by the state about this. They call it, they use euphemisms, a political incident. So in China, they just say that political incident in 1989. They don't refer to it as a massacre. Like the great famine that my father survived, where 45 million people killed. There's nothing great about it at all, other than 45 million people killed due to socialist policies. So it's they held a show memorial. And this just wasn't propaganda. It was propaganda, but they actually, it happened. It wasn't just shown on TV. They had thousands of youth, children, as well as soldiers on Tiananmen Square. And they had a massive show memorial. And it wasn't for the soldiers, it wasn't for the students that were killed. It wasn't for the 10,000 innocent citizens killed. It was for a few soldiers.
Okay, so they made it seem. And again, I think Americans, we're starting to get the idea with the Democratic Party that has changed so dramatically just in the last decade and change, where they seem willing to tell bold lies, to say things that are dramatically untrue. It's a kind of level of corruption and cynicism, which is really horrifying. But people who've lived in communist worlds, they see this every day. They live with this, and it corrodes the soul. They know that whatever the party is saying is not just not true, but it's a foul, inverted lie. So the idea that they are staging a memorial for the handful of soldiers that died, pretending as though that's the issue, as though the 10,000 mostly young people who were murdered by the soldiers, their lives don't count. I mean, it really is. It's chilling. It's important to hear this. And I'm fascinated, Kay, that you were there in Tiananmen Square. And again, this was only, 12 years after this event happened. But that I guess people go there to protest. Now, when you went there, did you have any idea that there would be a crackdown on you?
It hadn't happened before for Caucasians holding a banner like this. So they didn't know what to do with us. But within 30 seconds of the banner going up, I was surrounded by police. 30 seconds.
And you were an Australian citizen at the time.
Yes, and that's why I couldn't have been held longer than 23 hours without them having to contact the embassy legally. So that they shipped me off pretty quickly, and they did pay for my plane ticket to send me out. They tried to make me pay, but they need to always maintain this control of information. And when people start to break that control and get the truth out and expose the lies, then that's a real where they're vulnerable.
We'll be right back. The book is Who Are China's Walking Dead? Don't go away. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to a journalist, writer, award-winning filmmaker, Kay Rubicek. The book, rather new, it's called Who Are China's Walking Dead? A Personal Journey into the Strange World of Communist Culture and Officialdom. So what led you to write this book? In other words, this incident happens 21 years ago. What's been your journey in the 20 years since then that's led you to write this book and make these documentaries?
So after you know, I studied art at college, and there I really received this socialist indoctrination. And this is in Australia. This was, you know, 20 more than that years ago. And I knew something was wrong, but I couldn't identify it. Then, you know, I go through this journey and I realize I have to be careful with what I educate myself with. I need to keep a broad mind because in that socialistic indoctrination, you're just so limited. And so after having this experience with in China, I had been working already as a producer in video and education for quite a few years professionally. So I started to turn my skills to use it for good rather than just for commercial purposes. So I took that turn, and my husband's been fantastic to support me in my efforts there. And I made a documentary called Finding Courage, which is the one I mentioned. There's a family story of surviving persecution in China under the communist regime. And they, as victims, they couldn't tell me why the state is so brutal, why the torture is so brutal and so cruel. So I had to, as a journalist, I felt it's my obligation to talk to some perpetrators, and I didn't know how to find them, but I managed to.
To some perpetrators, not to
Correct.
The victims only, but also to the perpetrators. And so you're going
understand.
There. So when you did this now, were you an American citizen at this point?
I was still an Australian, okay. But I was living here in New York.
Okay, but you are, so you go to China to try to tell this story journalistically. I mean, I'm amazed that anyone spoke to you.
No, I did this I went to 5 countries, but not China. I was able to get undercover footage from inside China from a journalist contact there who risked his life to get me footage from the inside of a Chinese labor camp, which is in the movie. But my interviews, I had people from inside China willing to talk to me, but I had to say no because I just didn't want that.
So this is a documentary called Finding Courage. And Correct. Where can people find Finding Courage?
You can find that on Epoch TV. You can find that on findingcouragemovie.com. It's also on iTunes and a lot of other major platforms. It has received a lot of censorship, but that's just our day and age. So you can stream it on a lot of censorship.
From whom? I can imagine that the communist Chinese would want to censor it, but
correct. And they have a lot of financial ties throughout our major media institutions.
I mean, can you be more specific? I mean, this is fascinating. I'd like to know when you say that the Chinese communist government has ties to whom? To Netflix?
Correct. Yes. We've got to the top of, yep, Netflix, Fox, a whole bunch of
Fox. See, this is kind of, you know, the most important thing of all, folks. You know, you think, well, I live in America. So you're telling me that the brass at places like Netflix and Fox, they're amenable to pressure from the communist Chinese, and that they will knuckle under, and they will, for reasons of profit, for greed, they will say, we won't air something like this.
Yeah, and really, because I've worked in this space, China human rights, for 20 years, I've seen it consistently through all the major media outlets. And it's encouraging that recently, since the pandemic, people have been more aware, since we saw what came out from China, and that the CCP just lied directly. And then people started to actually see, hang on, they're lying, point blank. Then it was a lot easier for a message like this to come out, whereas I've experienced that sort of censorship and this financial controls through colleges as well. I've had colleges with my last movie that did air on PBS, colleges calling me saying, I'm sorry, we've had to cancel the screening of your movie because we have too many students from China and we will lose our funding from the CCP.
Now, what's the name of the more recent film that you're referring to that was on PBS?
Hard to Believe.
And what is that about?
That's about the killing of prisoners of conscience for their organs in China. If you need a heart or a liver in China, it's still happening today. You can get one within a week or two. And it means someone has to be killed.
We've had folks on this program talking about this. I never can remember their names or the titles of their books. But this is something that I've spoken about more than a few times, that, ladies and gentlemen, in China today, if you stand against the communist atheist state, they will put you in a prison camp, whether you're a Uyghur Muslim or Falun Gong or Christian or anything, And they will then say, since they don't believe in the sanctity of human life yeah. or anything preposterous like that, that you're nothing. They own you. And if they could use any of your organs, they can kill you and they can take the organs. And they are literally doing that for profit today in China. And so when LeBron James and others open up their mouths, they have no idea. They seem to have no idea of the satanic evil that they are propping up. It's an amazing thing. So the film that we're talking about now, this one is called Hard to Believe. When did that come out?
2015.
Okay, so fairly recently. Mm-hmm. But it did air on PBS.
Mm-hmm.
That alone is astonishing to
exactly.
me.
Exactly. We were really... For that movie, I wanted to make sure we had distribution. We had a distributor confirm that they would be able to get a movie on that topic onto PBS. And we had more than 50% take up from the stations, which was pretty impressive.
So PBS around America ran this film, Hard to Believe, which is about what we've just described. And if somebody wants to see Hard to Believe today, where can they find it? Can they find it on Amazon Prime?
Yes, that one you can get on Amazon.
That's amazing.
Our Finding Courage movie was censored. We've had a lot. There's been an increase in censorship for a lot of conservative filmmakers in the last few years, and Finding Courage has been censored. And film festivals as well. Oh my God, goodness, a lot of film. We've had film festivals saying we are so scared to show your movie because we know we'll lose our funding from China.
Funding from China.
Yeah.
So for 30 pieces of silver, it really is, it's an amazing thing that there are people that they say they believe in this or that, or they believe in, and yet funding from China will get them to say, okay, we're not going to run it. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with my guest, Kay Rubicek. The book is Who Are China's Walking Dead?
If not for you. If not for you.
Comes a time when you.
Folks, I'm talking to Kay Rubicek, who is the author of Who Are China's Walking Dead? A Personal Journey into the Strange World of Communist Culture and Officialdom. You've written this book, and you've made a number of films, and you're talking about how the censorship has extended to the United States. This is, to me, what is so chilling, and it's the wake-up call for Americans that will we allow ourselves... I mean, because people talk about it's a global economy and so on and so forth, but you think, okay, at what point do you say, I don't want to trade with them because they're murdering people? If somebody says, hey, we kill black people in our country and we have slavery, you don't mind, do you? You'll do business with us. Most people with a conscience would say, well, no, we don't want to do business with you if you do that. We believe in human rights. But you're telling me, Kay Rubicek, that many American corporations and American media corporations they care more about the money and the funding they're getting from communist China than they do about speaking the truth. And you've lived this.
Yeah, for more than 20 years. And now it's more prevalent, that it's just more obvious because of the state of the world today. Everyone's talking about censorship and what's real and what's not real in news. So people are more willing to look behind and follow the money and see, well, which organization is funded by which organization, which larger powers that be. And then when you follow the money back, that's when you can see where decisions are being made. But we've had admissions... many, many times from colleges, from media, from film festivals, just saying we are too scared or we just cannot take the risk. You look at Hollywood, they will change a script to suit the Chinese Communist Party. Not in every case. They did a good job with you know, say, Top Gun for recently. But it's happening where our culture is not only language but entertainment and media is being affected by this communist ideology, socialist ideology, and it starts to change the language. And we start to, if we don't pay attention, then we just allow it to happen, and that's really the problem.
Can you say which universities have said that we have to rescind your invitation because we're getting money from China?
I don't want to say them publicly.
Now, is there a reason? I want to know why you don't want to say them publicly.
I feel like if I target out everybody that I've said, you know, I know they're all under financial pressure, but I feel like they need to be able to stand up for what's right.
When you say they're under financial pressure, I don't know that I buy that. In other words, I don't know what it means to be under financial pressure when you have to look the other way. Because these are fundamental principles. In an American university, they're supposed to believe in truth and freedom of expression. In other words, that's what's so fascinating to me. It's one thing for a whorish media company, which most of them are, they don't care about anything. They don't believe in anything, and they have sold their souls to the devil. But when you're talking about universities, that's where it becomes more chilling to me. And so it's wonderful that many PBS stations decided to run Hard to Believe. So I can find that now, you said, on Amazon Prime.
Yes, yes.
So that's fascinating that Amazon Prime is willing to. But now what about Finding Courage? Where's that?
That basically everything you can get access from my website, krubacek.com.
And, okay, but you got to spell Rubacek.
R-U-B-A-C-E-K. Yes.
R-U-B-A-C-E-K. C-E-K.
Yes.
R-U-B-A-C-E-K. But it's just important that people know how to find these things.
Yeah.
I want to continue the conversation with you. We're at the end of an hour. Folks, please avail yourself of what we've been discussing. Who Are China's Walking Dead is the book. We'll discuss that more in a few minutes. Who Are China's Walking Dead by Kay Rubacek. And then the film's Finding Courage, Hard to Believe. Stick around.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.